We're back with Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North, and it's great to have your company. We're hearing from several of the bands that are playing at Irish Fest this weekend. Before the break, we heard from Galicia, Spain. Now it's Sligo in the Republic of Ireland. The JP Trio is brothers Joss and Ted Kelly, along with Patty Hazelton and Niamh Farrell. They're young and on the rise and hoping to make a splash with their American debut. Here they are with Tension on the Shore. Lake Effect, thanks so much for playing for us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so let's start around and introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
Okay, so my name's Niamh Farrell and I sing main vocals with the group.
My name's Ted Kelly and I play tenor banjo and tenor guitar with the group.
My name is Patrick Hazelton and I play drums and I also sing as well.
And I'm Joss Kelly and I play the button accordion and piano.
So this sound you describe on your website as Celtic funk, and I would have to say it really is, with a really big dollop of jazz. There's a lot of great jazz influence in there. And where did that come from? Was that just an interest you have?
Yeah, well, I play jazz as well on the piano. Well, I say I play jazz. I play a bit of jazz on the piano. I learned from a player called Kieran Quinn in Sligo. We love jazz in general. We listen to Oscar Peterson. And we got to play with Kenny Werner last week,
yeah, myself and Joss.
A suite of music called the Barentius Suite, composed by David Little, a drummer, and Eddie Lee, a bass player in Sligo, part of the Sligo Jazz Festival. So we're big into our jazz as well.
Yeah, I suppose we listen to a lot of funk music and stuff as well, you know. So bands like James Brown and stuff like that. And just growing up, we would have listened to probably more of that than Irish music. We would have played Irish music, but would have listened to more kind of along the lines of that.
And you can hear it in what you do, in both the rhythms of what you do and also some of the chord structures as well. And what you're doing, that's the jazz and funk influence for sure. And Patty, I'm listening to the kinds of rhythms that you're doing on the it's not a full drum kit, but it's...
No, it's my kind of unique one.
But it's a great one, and it does what you need to do. But there's also all of that. Were you also listening as well? I know these two are brothers, so they're in the same house.
Yeah. I did jazz during the summer as well, and I listened to loads of music, African music as well, and different types, really.
And Niamh, how do you get involved with these guys?
Well, I suppose growing up, my mum and dad are really into Irish culture and stuff, so they, growing up, I would have spoken a lot of Gaelic, which is our native language. So then I was exposed to a lot of like Shano singers, so they sing in Gaelic, so that's kind of where I started off, and I was doing a lot of Shano singing. And then I suppose once I met the boys, we've known each other for years, since we were kids, going to little festivals and stuff and going to classes and playing. Then I suppose they exposed me more to the jazz side of things, so we kind of touch base with both, with the Irish and the
jazz. Has that jazz influence changed the way you sing at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we still do a lot of the Shano songs and stuff, and then sometimes we kind of trick at them with jazzy bits, and then we take like more jazzier songs, like, and gospel songs and stuff, and kind of jazz them up, but still use our base of traditional music as well.
And that to me is what makes it so interesting, is that you've got that very rock solid traditional sound that anyone who has listened to Irish traditional music will recognize. The jigs, the reels, that sort of thing, and recognize even some of the tunes probably. But then this interesting kind of blossoming happens in the middle of it, where you take it in all these different directions, and yet it's still very rooted in that tradition.
Well, what we usually do is, like, a lot of that would be based around the accompaniment. Like, so the tune is usually rock solid traditional, and with a couple of ornamentations, like in jazz scales maybe. And then what we do is, with the accompaniment, it's either, like, usually myself or Joss would take melody, either me and the banjo or Joss and the accordion. And then there'd be two accompaniment instruments, so Paddy would play drums and maybe Joss would play keys. And, like, that structure of the accompaniment would be mainly jazz kind of funk accompaniment, but we would be working within the traditional realm of things still, you know.
Now, how do you find that people react to that? Are people positive, or are they thinking, wait a minute, what are you doing to our songs?
Opinions in Ireland, anyway. Some of the real traditionalists, they don't like our music. But we don't mind it. Like, yeah. Other people love it.
It's kind of a new era of Irish music, though, at the same time, you know, with the internet and everything. Everyone's listening to so much music.
Yeah. And we still, like, I still love listening to the traditionalists, their music, too. So it's nice, like, for us to be able to merge styles and stuff. You're always going to find people who don't particularly love your style of playing, but, like, just our creativity, I suppose, doing so and taking in different genres and stuff.
We still play in the traditional sessions all the time. We go to the festivals, like Willie Clancy Festival in Milltown Malby. We always go to that and play sessions every day and just the crack, go drinking.
Yes, exactly, as one does. And I think, well, again, it keeps the music alive and keeps it moving forward into new things. And one of the things that exemplifies that, Patty, is you, because you were adopted from Uganda, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
But you're Irish.
Yeah, I'm Irish. Yeah, I'm
Muslim. And so you're bringing in, you know, those kinds of traditions. Yeah. Were you old enough when you came to Ireland that you remember Ugandan music?
I don't have a clue about Uganda. I don't remember Uganda when I was young because I was only 13 months old.
Okay.
But my mom did bring back some CDs from Uganda and South African music and Zimbabwean music. So I just kind of listened to them when I was younger. She used to blare them, wake me up. Yeah, it's great. Like, it's great.
Paddy always had the rhythm in him. His mom said that he used to just hit every pan and plate and fork and knife in the house. And then so one day she bought him a Bowron. And from then on, he just...
That was it?
That was it.
In Donegal, yeah.
Now, you're from Sligo, all of you?
Yeah.
You know, so what distinguishes that particular traditional sound, say, from Donegal or from Cork or another part of Ireland?
Well, the Sligo style will be very heavily ornamentated, and it will be a lot fat, mostly jigs and reels, as opposed to Donegal will be highlands and a lot of influence from Scotland. Then if you go down to Clare, you have the kind of slower, calmer style with... It has a lot of ornamentation too, but they play maybe a bit slower than we would in Sligo. And then if you go further down to Kerry, you have a lot of polkas and slides. And so there's different kind of time signatures. And
Sligo's well known for its fiddle players and flute players, so they're kind of, I suppose, a lot of kind of choppy music.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
And dance music, of course.
Yeah.
Because you're always having Kayleys or sets or whatever. Yeah.
You need dances.
Yeah.
Poorly.
Do you?
Very poorly. They used to get me up when we were like younger and we kind of played together and stuff. And myself and their sister Elsie used to like chance a bit of Shannos dancing now. I'd say we're doing more falling than dancing, but just go crack. Yeah.
Just before I forget, I'd just like to thank Culture Ireland while we're here, like, for getting us over, because they gave us a massive grant and we wouldn't have been able to come over if it wasn't for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you may not be a great dancer, Niamh, but you are a great singer, and the song we're going
to
hear features you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
radio. See me later on tonight.
It's radio, so we can't really do the dancing, unfortunately. But tell me a little bit about Cedars of Lebanon, because that's what we're going to hear.
Yeah. So this is a Tom Moore song. And so it originates from Sligo, the county that we're from. So you'll see a bit of the style in it, hopefully.
All right. Well, here's JP Trio with Niamh Farrell singing Cedars of Lebanon.
From the promised land, a quick step from Palestine, and a heartbeat from this heart of mine. Rock fall at the wailing wall and temple keepers flying to where time machines those great green trees to holy timberland. I was raised. They gave the glass to man and holy.
towns, and your hearts are down, and your eyes they burn, and your heels go round. Smoke's up and the sky turn brown. There's a place you know where you'll find sea ground. No dreams on silver screens, they found a place to hide. The holy land of God and man is where your spirit flies. I was raised in the shade of the cedars of Lebanon, and I
That was JP Trio with Neve Farrell with Cedars of Lebanon here in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Thanks, man. Thank
you. Yeah. As you, I mean, you're just really kind of starting. I know you guys say you play with other, you've got other bands, and I'm sure you're doing other things as well. Where do you see the future of the kind of music that you do for young people in Ireland? I mean, is there a way to make a living?
Oh, there certainly is, yeah. Definitely. I do all the emailing for the band, like, and try to organise the gigs. And we have a lot of attention from Europe and England and Scotland, and even America now is starting to get really good for us. So, like, there's definitely a future in it. And this kind of music, I think, is the new era of Irish music, you know. And we have a huge fan base in Ireland as well with young people, you know. Like, we wouldn't think of ourselves as, like, a brilliant band, you know, amazing, like, we think we're a good band, you know? Sorry, that was wrong words, but we wouldn't think of ourselves as, like, I don't know, role models for people, but, like, a lot of kids do come up to us and say, oh my God, you're in that band, and so can you sign my CD, and we're kind of like, yeah, you know, we don't, because yeah, we were like that too, you know, we were like that with other bands, like, you know, there would have been Marcin O'Connor and Shamie O'Dowd and those guys, and...
Is this your first time in America to play?
Yeah,
first time
to play.
Okay, well, welcome to Milwaukee. Oh,
thank you.
Fantastic. And so we get your debut. Is this your radio debut?
In America.
Brilliant. That's
fantastic.
We've
been doing debuts all weekend, since we got here. Like, oh, we got to get a yellow cab. And
we
have to do this. Joss this morning woke up and was like, I'll play my first note in America. Like, it's going to be a B-flat or something.
Why a B-flat? Just because it was.
Just because I could.
Because he was jet-lagged, so he had to play something flat.
So you'll be playing the festival here. What's next after that? Are you on tour or are you heading back home?
We're heading back home. We have gigs at home in Ireland. So when we get back, we were meant to be playing at the FLA, actually, which is this week, the All-Ireland FLA. We couldn't do that because of Milwaukee here. But hello to everybody at the FLA if anyone's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All of our friends are there and stuff. So.
And so gigs back home and hopefully a full album?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on.
We started working on it. Like, we have about 5 or 6 sets done now, so hopefully another 5 or 6 and we'll be in the studio again recording.
Excellent. Well, I am looking forward to hearing you, all of you, for many years to come, because I think you got a great future.
No,
thanks so much.
Thanks so much for coming in and playing for us this morning, and have a great time here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Brothers Joss and Ted Kelly, Patty Hazelton and Neve Farrell are JP Trio with Neve Farrell. We're hearing their tune, PCs. They're making their American debut tonight at Irish Fest, and there's a link to their schedule at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll continue our musical journey through the Celtic nations with a visit to Scotland when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.